T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What was that sound?
What? My Lizzo sound?
Yeah.
Bomb, 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 wop, wop, way.
Okay.
106.5 The End.
It's time for another listener court here on The Wake Up Call. This is where we ask you, Wake Up Call listeners, to be the jury. We present a problem and decide if the verdict is guilty or not guilty. On the phone, we have Bailey and Ellen. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Bailey was invited to her friend Jan's birthday dinner by Jan's wife, Ellen. Ellen made reservations at a very upscale restaurant. Bailey assumed that Ellen would be covering the bill because she set the whole thing up and chose to have it at such an expensive place. But when the bill came, Ellen asked the waiter to give everyone separate checks. Bailey paid because she didn't want to make a scene, but she really couldn't afford it, and now she wants Ellen to pay her back for the dinner. Ellen, you were saying that Bailey shouldn't have assumed that she was going to pay for everyone, and if she wasn't sure, she should have asked. And she also thinks that if she couldn't afford it, she probably shouldn't have come. So, today we are going to find out, is Ellen guilty and needs to pay Bailey back for the bill, or is Ellen not guilty because Bailey shouldn't have assumed Ellen was going to pay for everyone? Gavin, you're going to be representing Bailey. Katie, you're going to be representing Ellen. Listener court is now in session. I'd like to call the plaintiff, Bailey, to the stand. Gavin, you may question the plaintiff.
Thank you very much, your beardless honor. Bailey, how much was your bill at dinner?
It was about $80.
And you found out that you were responsible for that payment at the beginning of dinner. Clearly, we established that it wasn't when you were invited, but at the beginning of dinner or at the end of dinner?
The end of dinner.
At the end of dinner. So the whole time you were sitting there ordering cocktails, maybe an appetizer or something else, you thought that it was going to be paid for by the wife of the birthday girl, correct?
Yes.
Understandable. No further questions.
All right. Thank you, Gavin. Katie?
Okay. What is the reason that you didn't ask in advance that Ellen was going to be covering the check? Why didn't you confirm that first?
I mean, when you're invited out somewhere, you kind of assume that if someone else's party, that they've got the expenses covered.
Did anybody else at the dinner seem shocked that they were getting a bill for their food?
I think all of the rest of our friends were shocked as well.
But not shocked enough that they've ever brought it up to Ellen.
I don't know. I can't speak for them.
Okay. Nothing further.
All right. Thank you, Katie. Bailey, you may step down. Let's call Ellen to the stand. Katie, you may question your witness.
Did Bailey, knowing that Bailey assumed that you were going to be paying for the dinner, she order just whatever she wanted on the menu, or did you think that she was being courteous by maybe ordering some less expensive items?
I will tell you, had she made a choice of having the well drink vodka instead of the high-end vodka, her bill probably would have been about $60.
She says she thinks the other guests at the party were shocked that they had to pay their bills. Would you agree with that?
Oh, my God. That is such bullshit.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, Order. What kind of kangaroo court is this?
I won't tolerate that language in this courtroom. Katie, you may continue.
Okay. All right.
That's
such malarkey, Bailey. Nobody was shocked.
Your Honor, direct her to no longer talk to my client.
Okay. Order.
Nothing further.
Okay. All right.
Control your witness.
All right. Ellen, I'm going to ask you to not talk to Bailey while being questioned by these very trained counselors. Gavin, you may question the witness.
Thank you very much. Ellen!
Okay, bring it on, Gavin.
Ellen! What do you and your wife do for a living?
So I'm a nurse, and Jan is a CPA.
All right. They sound like very well-to-do positions that compensate well. I'm not speaking down to them. I'm just saying they seem like they compensate well.
Yes,
they do. Okay.
Yes, they do.
So you, a well-paid professional, were in charge of who could come and where it was, correct?
Correct.
If you had a birthday party for your wife at your home, would you expect my client, Bailey, to chip in money for that as well?
No.
No, of course you wouldn't, because you are hosting a party. So if that is the default for parties, then maybe it is on you to say at the time of invitation, by the way, we will be splitting the checks. Wouldn't you agree with that?
It is uncouth to do to not ask beforehand. Bailey, why didn't Bailey ask beforehand?
Because it's embarrassing.
You assume everybody's going to pick up your bill?
Because it's embarrassing. Excuse me, Your Honor.
Order.
It is embarrassing to ask a question like that. But what is not embarrassing is to tell somebody at the time of an invitation to a birthday party at an expensive restaurant, we will be splitting the check. No further questions.
All right. Thank you, Gavin. Ellen, you may step down. At this time, I'd like to let Gavin and Katie present their closing arguments to the court. Gavin, you may start first.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we have all felt financial embarrassment at times. And to expect that the responsibility lies with the person being forced into a financial embarrassment seems ridiculous and out of step with reality. If you are going to decide who gets to go to a party and where that party is going to be, then you should either tell the guests that they are responsible for their own bills or expect to pay for the total bill itself. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gavin. Katie?
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we should all be prepared to pay for the food that goes into our mouths at a restaurant. And the fact that Ellen and Jan and her wife Jan make good money doesn't mean that they should have to pay for everyone all the time. Nothing further.
All right. Thank you, Katie. Thank you, counselors. We will now leave the verdict up to the jury. This would be you, the wake-up call listeners. Now that you've heard both sides, you can text guilty or not guilty to 73389 and let us know, is Ellen guilty and needs to pay Bailey back for her bill, or is Ellen not guilty because Bailey shouldn't have assumed that Ellen was going to pay for everyone? Text guilty. Guilty or not guilty right now to 73389. We'll play one song and come back with the verdict. Next, listener court on the wake-up call.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.